We're going to be lighting up the tower at Bamba's Crown at Malinhead, Ireland's most northerly point, to celebrate St. Patrick's. So we'll be lighting it up green, obviously. And it's basically just to showcase the destination, Ireland's most northerly point, as one of Ireland's most important visitor attractions at the head of the Wild Atlantic Way. Anybody that's ever taken the time to visit Malinhead is always blown away by the amazing scenery up there. And then this year we had the amazing photography coming out of the Aurora and the Northern Lights there. So I think that what we're doing on Sunday and Monday is really going to add value to that.
Are we guilty of downplaying Malinhead? Because if you got the average person in Donegal to write down a list of the major tourist attractions in the county, they'll write down Dunluce, Glenveagh, Sliabh League, etc. A lot of people wouldn't even think of Malinhead.
Yeah, well, I suppose, I mean, quite often you'll find that some of the most amazing tourist attractions are on your doorstep and you might just know about them. But I think that the profile of Malinhead has been rising steadily over the last number of years. There's been substantial investment that's been put into not just the infrastructure up there in terms of the walking and the roads access and that type of thing, but the marketing. I think that over the next couple of years, especially with it being designated as a signature destination point on the Wild Atlantic Way, I think what you're going to find is that people will be putting Malinhead in their top, at the top of their list, maybe. The only way is up, really, for Inishowen in particular and Malinhead.